Die Welt ist doch verheuchelt, das können alle sehen, aber das ist nicht kein neues Falsche als einmal gewesen. Und der Sof ist doch derselbe und er kommt uns sehr schnell. Es wird das helfen, die was gehen gegen ein Verstandsbefehl.
Welcome to Rebbe's Gemara Stories. These are true stories about our Tanoim and Amoroim found in the Talmud Bavli. The Tanoim are Chachamim from the Mishnah, and the Amoroim were later Chachamim from the Gemara. As you listen, consider the holiness of these stories like you are learning Torah. Even the smallest sage of the Talmud was able to bring a dead person back to life.
Kids, did you know that there are an estimated million, trillion stars in the universe? Even 1 million is a number that we can't fathom. 1 million trillion. Each star has a name. Hashem created each one, and he makes them move. Some stars move in groups called galaxies and clusters, and Hashem controls all of the world's events by moving the stars. I can compare it to a cockpit of an airplane. Have you ever been to the cockpit? The pilot moves all of those buttons and levers and dials in order to control the movement of the plane. Same too. Hashem's cockpit are his stars and his galaxies. That's where he controls things that happen here on Earth. You know that the Earth was created before the stars. Stars were only coming on the fourth day of creation. And already, Bereshis Bar Elokim, Yeso Shamayim Vesa Oretz, that's already on the first day. There is a chokhmah called astrology, to be able to tell what Hashem will do based upon the position of the stars. It's called astrology. Do you remember Shmuel from story number 3 and story number 20? He's from the Gemara. Well, there's another Gemara about Shmuel, Shabbos, Daf Kuf, Nun, Vav. Over there, Shmuel said that only Gentiles' lives are influenced by the stars, but a Jew's life is not influenced by the stars. He said, Ein mazel l'Yisrael. A Yid can change the position of his stars for his benefit, using the Koyach HaTfila of davening, and also with Maisim Toivim, meaning your davening to Hashem can make things change for the good, and also your good deeds. Listen. Shmuel had a Gentile friend named Avlet. Avlet was a chacham and a stargazer. Avlet and Shmuel were once sitting nearby a sugarcane field, watching the workers go down and harvest the ripe and ready sugarcanes. Avlet says to Shmuel, "You see that man over there?" He pointed out to one worker. "He won't come back alive from the field. I know him and I know his mazel. He's going to be bitten by a king cobra snake and die." Shmuel says back, "Well, if he's a Yisrael, if he's a Yid, he'll live." Shmuel privately said a quick tefillah that Yid should survive, even though it was the day that he's meant to die according to the stars. So the two sages waited to see what would happen. And then, taka. The man came back alive carrying a load of sugarcane on his back. Avlet stood up and threw the bundle down to the ground, and he searched through it. Lo and behold, he found a king cobra cut into 2 pieces. The worker stared at the dead snake, shocked, and then he smiled and he sighed with relief. By golly, that was a close one. I chopped that snake instead of the snake chopping me. So you see, Shmuel was right, of course. But he wanted to know why the snake got cut into 2 pieces instead of just slithering away from the worker. There must be something more than just Shmuel's tefillah at work over here. So Shmuel approached the worker and he asked him, "Have you done something good recently?" The worker said, "Let me think. Yes, I'll tell you what happened. You see, we are a group of harvesters. We all work together. And for lunch, we share the food in a collection basket. We each throw in a loaf of bread into the collection basket, and then later on, we'll eat it for lunch. Today, I realized that one of my friends is too poor to afford donating bread to the basket, and he would be embarrassed. I said to my group, 'I'll volunteer to collect the food today,' and they let me. And then when I came to my poor friend, I snuck an extra loaf of bread from my own house to my friend, so he could donate a loaf and not feel ashamed. I pretended to take a loaf from him." "That's a good thing, no?" Shmuel exclaimed, "Oh, yes,
a big mitzvah you have done. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. U'tzedakah tatzil mimoves. That charity will save a person from death. Not only an unusual death, if you're supposed to die anyhow, you'll die calmly. More than that, it can save him from death itself, meaning that the tzedakah has the ability to extend a person's life. That's what just happened to you.